Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
New Zealand officials are investigating the possibility that its first COVID-19 cases in more than 3 months were imported by refrigerated freight after four members of the same family tested positive for the disease. Auckland, the nation's biggest city, has been put back into strict lockdown, but the source of the outbreak has baffled health officials, who say there was no community transmission of the virus for 102 days and that the family did not travel overseas. I'm joined now by Dr. Gabriel Scally, visiting professor of Public Health at the University of Bristol and a member of the independent SAGE group in the UK. Dr. Scally, good afternoon.
Hello.
These investigations zeroing in on at the moment on this idea that the virus was imported by freight. There's surface testing underway, and I think in a refrigerated or cold store where a man from the infected family worked. What are the chances that this could be the source, that this could have happened?
Well, you've got to look at how well New Zealand has done. They had, I think, 20 deaths, something like that, and they've done extremely well. No cases for over 100 days. They really are zero COVID, and they've handled it very well, preventing the importation of the cases. Now, they have had cases. They've had about 12 cases a week, but they've stopped them at the borders and found out about those in quarantine. So they've done really well. So these are the first cases that have popped up in the community. So it doesn't seem likely that the virus has been circulating in the community for over those 100 years undetected. So it must have been introduced somehow. And I think the fact that one of the people affected worked in a cold storage place and handled goods coming from abroad, it's quite possible viruses survive very well in those very cold, sometimes moist environments. In fact, viruses are kept all around the world in refrigerated conditions to keep them alive. So hopefully they will find out a cause, and I'm just really impressed at how they've moved so swiftly to deal with these four cases.
And that is impressive, but isn't it very worrying if it is the case that the virus has arrived in New Zealand in this way, that it has survived on freight, and if it is the case it survived on freight, potentially it is surviving in this way for a number of days?
Oh yes, and it can survive on surfaces quite well, but particularly if it's cold and refrigerated freight, I can see it surviving on plastic wrappings or something like that. And
how
I
long?
Believe China has found it on plastic wrappings of refrigerated foodstuffs. So it's not so much a worry. I think it's great to have that information if that is so, because we're learning more and more about the virus, and the more we learn about the virus, the better we will be able to control its spread. So New Zealand, I think, will add to our knowledge about the virus, and that will be greatly to the benefit of everyone.
As you say, it is a good thing. It adds to our greater knowledge. It also adds to the scale of what we are fighting, because now we're talking about potentially it coming in on chilled freight from some place to New Zealand. Reports that a lighter could have been at the centre of an outbreak in Melbourne. Security guards, you know, maintained they kept social distance, but they shared a lighter. And so the level of alertness of each and every individual is enormous.
It is, and isn't it? Australia's, Melbourne's having a really tough time, and I think their breakdown in their quarantine arrangement seems to be at the base of it all there. But it's a good position to be in, because life has been back to normal in New Zealand. It was pretty much normalised in Australia before the Auckland blew up. And we're still talking about, relative to the number of cases in the UK and Ireland, still pretty small numbers of cases, though Auckland is getting big now, there's no doubt about it. That is this virus. If you give it a chance, it will come back at us, and very, very seriously.
And we see the Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern. She swiftly reimposed these tight measures in Auckland for a few days until they try and get to the bottom of what's happening. It was noticeable, even just watching pictures on the news last night, that they had dispensed with the social distancing, that life had returned to what we remember before last March, and they had gone ahead with that. I wonder, is that a mistake in any country, even where you reach that zero level, to think that you can go back to the way it was?
Well, of course, you can't really go back to the way it was, because you can't have free movement in and out of people in and out internationally.
But even within the country, they were looking after their borders, but they had essentially free movement and free mixing within the country.
They did, and you know, they were back at great crowds at the rugby matches and all back to normal. But it is, you know, the virus, these little, it's such an incendiary sort of virus that can spread so rapidly that it's really important to have this very well-tuned public health system in place, so that immediately cases are picked up, you can zap in there and stamp out these little fires that pop up and keep them very small and make sure they don't grow together into something.
You talk about little fires. Did we not act soon enough in the Midlands? We closed down three counties, but we'd waited until, I suppose, we'd had hundreds of confirmed cases.
I think I have seen concerns about the level of time that it's taking in some instances to get cases, to get the tests done and get the results back. And that's what I mean about a very well-tuned public health system. And it's still the public health system, as people will know who have been following it. I've been advocating substantial improvement in the public health system and the public land for some years now. And it does need to be invested in, and it does need to be well-tuned and well-honed, and those tests available quickly, so the right interventions can be put into place. And what actually has happened in Auckland is they've got four stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 is complete lockdown. Well, Auckland is now at level 3, which is not quite complete lockdown, but it's pretty severe. And the rest of the country is at 2. So a lot of the rest of the country is operating perfectly normally. And I have great confidence in them. If anyone's going to get this right, I think the New Zealanders are going to get it right.
Well, we're now talking about this mass testing, the government talking about testing in these centres where we know the virus loves and moves quickly, the nursing homes, direct provision centres, meat factories. And if you take all of the people who are living and working in these facilities, you're talking about something of the order of 60,000 people that we would be testing on a weekly basis and then on a fortnightly basis. Do we have that capacity?
Well, I think the capacity is probably available in Ireland, but it would need to be running very smoothly. And it wouldn't be my way forward, because if you have to do that, it means that you are operating with virus circulating in the country. And I'd much prefer to see the government come forward with a strategy which was getting the number of cases down to zero, working very hard in getting them down to zero, and then maintaining it at that level by doing something about the travel arrangements, because I still think the travel arrangements in Britain and in Ireland and in to and from parts of Europe are just ridiculous.
But our numbers from travel are very low, something of the order of 2%.
Yes, well, that's absolutely correct, but the cases being imported started this all off, and we know how fast it can spread as it's imported. And the real point is to get it down in the country as low as possible. And to keep it at that the level means that you have to do something about that. Those sporadic cases, like New Zealand is doing, and they're finding 12 a week coming into the country, which they're stopping at the borders. So getting done. I heard a good analogy recently that COVID-19, it's like watching a pan of milk. If you take your concentration off, it will boil over on you. Mm-hmm. And the only way is to take the pan off the hob. And that's what getting down to zero is about. And actually, Ireland was getting so close to the numbers being really, really no number of cases. that it's a goal well worth adopting. Okay. And I look forward to seeing what the strategy of government is, because I think if there continue to be cases building, it's going to be a very rocky road through the autumn and the winter.
Dr. Gabriel Scally from the University of Bristol, thank you very much indeed for joining us.